Sheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 15. Mr. Prime Minister. Day 1.
"Congratulations, Mr. Prime Minister," they all said as though they'd been practicing it. Andy's face went white. Well, whiter. His hand came up and brushed away the few strands of hair that had dared slip out of place while he slept, and he rose with the goofiest grin on his face imaginable. He was the Prime Minister of Canada. Well, Prime Minister designate. So that's it. The fake resignation had freed him up from the internal squabbles, and the continuous attacks on Trudeau had brought down the government. The Conservative base had seen who was lining up to replace him, and they didn't like what they saw. So the moment Andy brought down Justin, they were more than happy to stick with the horse that had got them to the winner's circle, finally. They had hard work ahead of them. They needed the Bloc to get some bills passed. They needed the NDP to get others. And they needed the Liberals to run scared, just enough from all three, to avoid another election. The boss's 2008 victory was the longest-lasting minority in Canadian history, and it had the smallest percentage of seats in the House. They could do this, because they'd already written the playbook for it.